Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by co-host Dr. Christana and producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining trio will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.
It's always so good to be in the studio. Welcome, everyone. I'm here with producer Mike.
Hello.
Hello. And we have a guest today in the studio.
I love having guests.
I know. I do, too, especially this one because she's so fun. We are with Leslie Y, a certified nutritionist and a triathlete. And I tell you, Leslie has really been focusing on helping families, athletes, people in transition with health concerns, helping them know how to eat for better health. And what I've really loved about Leslie is she looks at the person. It's not just about do this diet or this diet. She looks at the person. So welcome, Leslie.
Thank you, Jenny.
I'm glad you're here. And you know, my idea for today was I want to talk about wheat.
Okay.
Wheat, gluten. You know, I recently read the book Wheat Belly, and it makes you want to never, ever look at a piece of bread again, which is sad because I love
bread.
I love bread too.
Yeah. We all love bread.
Oh, man. And, you know, like gooey and hot with butter or pesto sauce.
Stop, Jenny. Stop.
No,
I'm
seriously.
Hungry.
I know. And here's the thing with gluten, the squishier the bread where you can just squish it and it's warm.
That's, I told you to stop.
That's gluten. I know. That's gluten. And that's what most people love, that gooey doughiness about bread. But it maybe isn't really what we need to put in our bodies, is what I'm starting to realize and read. So what do you think? How should we attack this, Leslie?
Well, I think it's an interesting topic because I don't think you can be prescriptive. I don't think every person should never eat a piece of wheat or a grain of wheat again.
Thank you for that.
Yes, I have to. I have to keep Mike happy over there. I've already made some comments. So, but I think it's important to look at, and something that just popped in my mind, that the Good Loaf is right up the street, and they make a wonderful sourdough bread.
I love that shop.
Yeah, and you can only go once a week, Mike.
I know.
But the sourdough bread that they make is supposed to be lower in gluten because it is a fermented bread, and that's the way it gets its rise. So, you know, there's things we can do to lower the wheat and the gluten in our diets.
So not all bread is the same.
Not all bread's the same. Definitely not. And not all gluten-free diets are healthy.
Why is gluten bad for you, though? I mean,
well, it's a protein composite that's found in wheat and also in barley and rye. And now it's cross-contaminating a lot of other grains as well.
Even oats, I've read.
Oats, yeah. Oats, spelt. Even coffee. So not that it's cross-contaminating coffee, but it's cross-reactive with the proteins in coffee.
Really?
So if you're celiac, one of the first things you should probably do outside of removing wheat from your diet and gluten would be removing coffee, unfortunately.
Oh,
and
no.
Yeah.
Right, I can do coffee. I just can't.
I think I just lost a lot of celiac friends with that comment. But
okay, well, let's say that someone listening doesn't even know what celiac is. They don't really know if their body should have wheat or not have wheat. Let's talk about maybe how a person would begin to discover if they should consider removing wheat from their diet. Is there a certain profile that we can give to someone maybe who doesn't do well with wheat?
Well, everyone's going to laugh because my first reaction is, you know, do a food log, do a journal, write down what you eat and see how much, you know, wheat you're eating, and see how you feel after you eat it. There are neurological symptoms. There are GI symptoms. I believe the Irish set is more prone to celiac than others. It is a growing issue with Americans throughout the U.S.
I can say from the cleanses that I've done in the office that one correlation I notice is people who tend to have wheat sensitivities, not necessarily a gluten allergy, but just a sensitivity to wheat, are more likely to have dark circles under mm-hmm. the eyes. They might be more sensitive bowel-wise, like maybe more prone to constipation.
Yep.
When I've tested it myself, I actually find that the only reaction I get, but yet it's still significant, is I'll have that kind of stuffy nose first thing in the morning.
Yeah, you get a
if
little
I've
gunky.
Had wheat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where I just have to maybe blow my nose once or twice when I wake up. Mm-hmm. And when wheat's out of my diet, I actually don't get that at all.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's as mild as just a slight stuffiness. Yeah. And I've noticed other people can actually bring out more sensations of anger in their body. They actually, the personality can change. Mm-hmm. And even with children, I've noticed a correlation with attention focus issues. If they've had wheat, they're just a little less focused, a little more hyper.
Yes, gluten is very pro-inflammatory. And so that's why you get that stuffy nose. The higher your histamine levels, and that histamine levels are triggered, whether it's a cold or the flu or allergies, seasonal allergies, all of those things, exercise, all trigger the release of histamines in your body. And so that's your body responding and reacting to what you're putting in your mouth. So that stuffy nose is that elevated histamine level.
And I tell you, when people live chronically in that state, sometimes it just becomes their new normal.
Yeah.
And I found that when people finally get wheat out of their diet, they don't even really, hadn't even understood how good they can start to feel from an energetic and a physiology standpoint. And from what I've been able to research, the wheat grain itself is just not what it was thousands of years ago.
Yes. Yeah, it's changed. It used to be, I think it used to be like a 12-chromosome grain or protein, and now we're looking at 38, 48. So it's been genetically modified, it's been split, it's been rearranged. And when we start messing with things and we rearrange things, our body that was designed, you know, millions of years ago, it doesn't react the same way.
We can't quite process wheat like we maybe were originally able to in our past. Well, this is a great time for us to take a short break, but when we come back, I'd like to give some practical suggestions of how you might be able to discover how your body responds to wheat. And if you decide to live a wheat-free or gluten-free lifestyle, how do you do it? What do you look for when you shop?
Great.
You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brooke, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. That's a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We are back in the studio talking about wheat and gluten with certified nutritionist Leslie Y. And of course, Mike, the producer.
That'd be me.
Do you like wheat, Mike? Do you like your bread?
Are you kidding me? I'd go to the Good Loaf every day if I could. Oh.
Do you know how your body feels on wheat? Have you ever tested it?
No, actually. I think I might now, though.
Well, let's talk about how to do that. I think a lot of people would like to know and just not sure how to do it.
Sure.
It's actually quite simple. It does take discipline. Basically,
okay, right away I got problems.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
We know that. Let's talk about an elimination diet. So an elimination diet basically just means whatever you want to test, and we'll just say wheat and gluten, for a minimum of 1 week, ideally 2 weeks, you completely eliminate it from the diet. Now, when we're talking about gluten in particular, it may be even more than you realize, but for the most part, taking out all types of pastas, breads, cakes, crackers that would contain wheat or gluten, and instead focusing on fresh foods.
Right.
And then after the period of time, let's say 1 to 2 weeks, you need to take a day where you have a substantial amount of wheat and gluten.
See how you feel after that day, right?
Right. So you wake up and you have toast with your morning eggs, and for lunch you have a big plate of pasta, and you have maybe some cereal. So you really let your body take in a lot, and then you wait and see how you respond.
Uh-huh.
And you will have a more intense reaction because of having it out and then bringing so much in.
Right.
So you may find emotionally there's just something that happens in your body. You may find digestive issues pop up or the congestion we discussed. So you really monitor and see how you do. And also, if you're able to take it out for 2 weeks, oftentimes people will notice they're feeling different by the end of those 2 weeks as well. So, you know, you do this process, you record it, you watch how you respond, and then you make a decision. So for some people, it's so dramatic that they say, I am done.
I'm not going to touch it anymore.
Like, I'm not even going back. Like, that's just not worth it. And for other people, it's a mild to moderate reaction, and they really decide that they don't want to completely take it out, but they're going to moderate it. You know, we call it the 80-20 rule, for example. Maybe you don't buy it for in the house, but if you're in a restaurant or at a party, you try to keep it minimal and not in excess.
Yeah, because I would think it would be difficult not to eat it, you know?
I mean, it's got to be in a lot of food. It's certainly possible. Yeah. It's very possible, especially in today's world. It's so much easier to go to the grocery store and find gluten-free and wheat-free products. Even in restaurants, it's getting easier.
Yeah.
But Leslie, so let's say you decided to really cut it out from your grocery shopping list. So you get to the grocery store, you want to be wheat-free, gluten-free. Give us some tips on how to do that in the store.
Okay. The first thing not to do, which I don't like to start with a negative, but don't head straight to the gluten-free aisle. Typically, those are in the middle of the store or at the end of the store, and they have all sorts of processed foods that no longer have wheat or gluten in them.
It's a lot of corn products.
A lot of potato starch, a lot of alternate starchy substitute.
That in and of themselves have issues, right?
Exactly. And in this day and age, the way our constitution and our guts are, the more you eat of anything, if you eat a lot of a concentrated amount of anything, corn, wheat, dairy, you will most likely develop some kind of sensitivity to that processed food.
Interesting.
So the easiest way to do this, and maybe a huge mental shift, but the easiest way to do it is stay on the perimeter of the market. So start with your fruits and vegetables. Pick up your sweet potatoes, get your apples, get your broccoli.
Avocados.
Get your avocados, get your healthy fats, your nuts, and then work your way around. And that way, instead of substituting your pasta with more pasta, you're substituting it with spaghetti squash and you're putting tomato sauce on it and you're making something new and different. So it's much more of a plant-based diet from the perspective of fruits and vegetables plant-based and not so grain heavy. But then you can keep going and work your way over to maybe brown rice and white basmati rice and other alternatives for that starch. To keep you going.
I tell you, I was in the health food store the other day and I bought kelp noodles.
There you go.
They're like a transition, like a clear noodle that's like a spaghetti noodle, a little crunchier. My family loves them.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The kids recently just asked if I could go get more.
Yeah.
And they're seaweed instead of pasta. It's fantastic.
Until you try some of those things, as scary as they may seem, you never know what you're going to like. If it's got the crunch and it's got a little of the salt and it's got the texture, you know, try it out. See what you think.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And I tell you, you're right, it's a mental shift for some people. But that's one thing I see with the cleanses is that it can be overwhelming. But once you get used to cooking with more vegetables, maybe slowing down and taking a little more time to prepare your food, it's so nutritionally satisfying that energy is more stable, weight will get more balanced. Yep. We find that we just feel better in our bodies and it's worth it.
Yeah, and the cravings really even out. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I see.
Yeah, you don't think about it anymore once you eliminate it.
Right.
Yeah.
When you feed your body properly with the nourishment and the vitamins, the minerals, the healthy fats, the balance, then you don't crave you're not up and down. Your blood sugar's not up and down, and you don't crave the salty, sweet, fat, processed food.
Cheez-Its.
Why do Cheez-Its always get brought into the conversation, Michael?
Because I love them.
I know.
And they're so horrible.
Is there a box of Cheez-Its in here
somewhere?
There
usually is. At least empty in the trash.
It's hidden behind the lava lamp.
The girls won't let me have them in here, so...
Well, I think the reality of what we're discussing, too, does not mean that it has to break the bank.
Right.
You know, I think it's very possible to eat gluten-free, wheat-free, focus on fruits and vegetables, healthy meats, maybe eggs, and maybe organic dairy products, and not spend a fortune.
Yes. And it's actually, in some ways, it can be a lot cheaper to eat a diet that's got a foundation or a basis of vegetables.
Oh, right. Soups.
Right. Soups.
Soups, I mean, and stews.
Absolutely. A sweet potato, a russet potato, organic. They go a lot longer, you know, a lot further.
The other day, my wife said, oh, I made you lunch. And she always bakes sweet potatoes. She goes, here's your lunch. And I was like, okay. I cut it open and put just a little bit of butter and salt and pepper on it. It was amazing.
Yes.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And you know, and automatically you think, oh no, but I want an Italian sub, you know?
Right.
But It was fabulous.
Right. There's always that level of slight disappointment when you open this exciting menu at a restaurant and then you're like, I'm going to be good. I'm just going to get the salad or the vegetarian plate or just the fish and rice. But then the food gets delivered and everyone's oohing and aahing over the beautiful array of colors and textures on your plate.
We went out the other night and you notice everyone at our table had a salad.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the right group, I guess, to hang with. Right. You know?
Right. Salad with protein on top. Right. That's where it's at. Did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hope that we've inspired you to maybe even consider trying a wheat-free diet for a period of time and experimenting with different foods, because it really can make a difference with how you feel and how you function, and really that's what we're going for. Yeah. Thank you, Leslie. This has been really fun.
Thanks for having me.
Be well, everybody.
Be well.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. Mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. This is a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.